Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon as we cover a lot of different things happening around Douglas County. And we are just about 8 days out from the second annual Make a Difference Day Douglas County. That's what we're going to talk about today with Greater Douglas United Way Executive Director Brian Trinkle and Fish Food Pantry Executive Director David Graham. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, indeed.
So I guess, first of all, Brian, explain the kind of the national piece to this and what you know about how long it's been around, et cetera.
So the first effort as a nationwide effort was in 1992. It was started by USA Weekend magazine. That organization decided to create an annual community service event on the fourth Saturday of October. They called it Make a Difference Day, and it caught on. It was with that organization for about 22 years. And then it just kind of spread throughout the nation, and we decided to join our efforts this last year here at Douglas County.
So how did it get started here locally?
So locally, years ago, as Greater Douglas United Way, we had our Day of Caring, which was our event in May. It was the third Saturday in May. We had done that for a few decades, and then just during COVID, interest had waned, and we just kind of put it on the back burner, didn't have it for a couple years, and then Tim Jewett, just a community volunteer in Douglas County, came into my office and pitched the idea. And my board had kind of we put our Day of Caring on the back burner, like I had said, thinking like, what should we do? And this just seemed to line up with that project. So we moved our May event to October, and we kicked it off last year.
So yeah, David, yeah. What led to you getting involved?
Well, when that all started up, we got wind of the idea and the event, and it made great sense to us. You know, as a volunteer organization, as many in our city are, it's important to keynote the volunteers and really kind of give them a chance to understand and be aware of what possibilities there are. So we joined on and found out that it was a fabulous little event. Last year was our first event, and it was just great. Went extraordinarily well. We're very happy to be back on it again.
So, Brian, who are some of the primary sponsors for this?
So, primary sponsors, of course, it's Greater Douglas United Way, Thrive Umpqua, UCAN, Sunrise Enterprises, Roseburg Public Schools, and Just Serve are some of the organizations. But I know, Fish, David's part of our planning committee. There are several volunteers that are coming out. I know Billy Maddox from Kiwanis. He's on our planning committee. I know Lowe's has stepped up to the plate as a financial sponsor. They're giving us a ton of supplies and tools needed for all of our projects. But those are the key ones that are at the table right now.
So you guys have already assembled a list of projects and got that all figured out. What kinds of things are happening this year?
Well, I'll cover a few, and then I'll turn it over to Dave and let him share. But we've got projects going on. They range anywhere from refreshing, stage areas at Green Elementary School to cleaning a sanctuary at First Presbyterian Church. I know we've got some things going on with Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, doing some work in some of our local parks. We've got HIV Alliance assembling some safety kits. We got Sleep in Heavenly Peace building bunk beds.
Yeah, as Brian said, it's amazing the depth of projects that are available. And again, I think it's encouraging to see that it's growing every year. That's the whole idea really behind this. So from our end, we as simple as what we do here at the Fish, we need our inventory checked, dated, dates checked, foods rotated. A lot of things that I can't necessarily do with volunteers on a regular basis, but having a one day where I've got five people coming in to specifically help me with that, knock it out in that timeline, it's perfect use for us. And you'll see that across the board, all the different projects that are available. So really the goal is just to introduce more volunteers to all these different projects we have.
And what kinds of groups are being helped?
Oh my, Brian, there's a lot of them. From nonprofits like ours or Sunrise, to churches, to schools, literally to the city and county parks and facilities. It's literally it's anywhere where you might be able to utilize some volunteers to kind of either refresh, improve, or adjust an environment and make it better for people.
Well, and I know that in past years, when United Way had their effort, it was amazing to drive around town, you know, at the end of the day, knowing what some of these places, you know, looked like before, and just it really, things really popped.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, especially the like the landscaping projects. We've got a huge landscaping project going over on the grounds at the Roseburg VA. We've got landscaping going on out at Saving Grace. We've got we've expanded this year to outside the Greater Roseburg you know area. We've got a project going on at Glide Elementary. We've got a park cleanup going on at the City of Winston. We're at the City of Riddle. We've got a group from Umpqua Valley Disabilities Network that's going to be cleaning up downtown Roseburg. It just goes on and on. It's just a great way to be involved in our community, and we're excited to be a part of it.
And I'm sure both of you experienced this during the pandemic, that coming out of that, a lot of people got used to not being involved because they didn't want to for all those pandemic reasons. But then it became a new pattern. And in 2021, and even last year, a lot of folks would tell me it was really hard to get volunteers that had helped for years.
Yeah, it's we're seeing a slight uptick in our volunteers. And like you said, just the pandemic is put a sense of fear in a lot of people in certain ways. They're just not willing to get out of their comfort zones and get back to doing some of the things we did before the pandemic. But just our care, our community is such a gracious, giving, and generous community. We're seeing an uptick in volunteers on this specific day.
Yeah, and I'd echo that. I think that part of this is to reach out to all those people that are either interested in volunteering or have an idea that they might like to try to do something. This is the perfect opportunity. It's 4 hours. It's one day. It is it's a unique chance to interact with a whole range of different people. And as you mentioned, it by the end of the day, when you're done, if you walk out of from where whatever project you've been doing, you feel great because this is something that has made an impact and made a change and a difference for the good and betterment of our entire community.
And from looking at the project list earlier, this is these projects are really things that most people can do. This is not when somebody asks you to help, you know, with a construction project, and if it was me, I would look at them going, you don't want me to help with this because I don't have that skill set.
Right. Yeah, some of it, I mean, it's as simple as, you know, doing some vacuum, sweeping, mopping, spreading bark at Phoenix School. You know, there's no one that's too young or too old to be a part of this event. And just with the way the economy is right now and you know, a lot of families are struggling just to make ends meet, living, you know, paycheck to paycheck. They can't give financially, and this is a great way for them to feel a part and feel connected to our community, volunteering their time. Our volunteer hours, I mean, none of our organizations could even begin to pay for paid positions that our volunteer, you know, our volunteers take up. So being a part of this project, it truly is your way of giving back to the community.
Is this going on in a lot of places in Oregon?
I don't know for sure. I haven't really done the research as to see what's going on throughout the state, but I do know that there are quite a few local United Ways in different parts of the country that are using this fourth Saturday in October as a Make a Difference Day.
Yeah, and I think it's one of these that is developing kind of organically. As Brian said, you know, this is one of those kind of events that as each area adopts it, the areas close by or around them start to see some positive changes, and we're hoping that this just continues to grow and develop outside of this area.
Well, and for parents, kind of a good example day opportunity. I mean, I can remember, you know, being young and different things would come along and you'd help somebody, one of your neighbors out with something, and that was just sort of kind of teaching it forward.
Yep, absolutely. It's a total pay it forward. It's a great learning experience, you know, raising up our next generation of leaders as parents, as grandparents. It's vital for us to lead by example.
All right, we're going to talk more about it in a moment. The interview of podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. State Representative Court Boyce will be on this program on Monday. We're talking about Make a Difference Day Douglas County with Greater Douglas United Way Executive Director Brian Trinkle and Fish Food Pantry Executive Director David Graham. And as people get ready for this, I get one thing at the front end. I mean, this is only 8 days away, and it looked to me, I was just on the Just Serve site a bit ago, that there's still quite a bit of room for people to get involved.
Yeah, looking at our figures, I didn't look at it today, but yesterday at like 5 o'clock, we were still in need of about 170 volunteers. So we've had about 150 or so sign up. We're still needing quite a few people. So if you're interested and available next Saturday, we could definitely use the help.
Now, it's 9 to 1, so like we've been saying, it's a short window to get it out and do that. Are you looking, I mean, at this point, you're looking for a lot of people, but what about large groups? It seems like if people already have a natural relationship from work or church or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if there's a Boy Scout or Girl Scout troop or a youth group from a church, I know Banner Bank are sending a couple of their employees from the Roseburg branch out to Glide. It's any size group, whether it's, you know, a husband and wife, a small family, to a large civic organization. No group is too big or too small to help out.
Yeah, I think it's one of these projects that works really well for families because, again, there aren't necessarily any specific skill sets needed. So children can come on and participate in any way they can. The parents have a chance to again, pattern that the behaviors that we really want to see. We just strongly encourage it. If you have that time, it's a beautiful Saturday. It's a chance to come out. Rain or shine, we're going to be projects will go on, and there'll always be some snacks. There'll be things available for people. So it makes for a great fun 4 hours.
And can people, I mean, from the way I see it on the site, it's really advantageous for your kind of lead volunteer group for people to be signed up ahead of time.
Yeah, it really makes the process at the day of a lot more efficient if you register before, because just due to liability, we do have a waiver that needs to be signed. So if you can log on to justserve.com and pre-register for that specific project, that would be greatly appreciated. But as we witnessed last year, there were probably 100 to 125, 150 that people throughout the county that just showed up the day of that didn't pre-register. So I know that happens. But if you could register beforehand, it would be greatly appreciated.
Well, and so that you don't have too many people coming to the wrong site, you know, as well.
Yes, absolutely. There are, especially like Sleep in Heavenly Peace, that's such an awesome organization, great mission, filling a huge need in our community. There comes a point in time where too many bodies kind of slows down the process. So that's a great way to pre-register, and that helps get the bodies in the right, you know, the right amount of bodies at the right project. So registering is key to the event for efficiency.
And I think it's a perfect opportunity. If you have that moment now or in the next couple of days, drop on to Make a Difference Day, all one word, .org. You can see all the different projects and events. And then as Brian said, there's the justserve.com.
Yep.
Justserve.com is the sign-up page to allow us to pick a choice location. It's very interactive. We get the information. You'll know where you're going, what times, and we're off and running.
Well, and yeah, because you're not showing up Saturday morning, just to be clear, at a particular location and then going out to these places. You're actually going to these places to begin with. There's not like any big group meeting or anything.
Right, absolutely. Like, excuse me. That was a part of our Day of Caring back in the day, where we would meet at the YMCA and have a quick little continental breakfast and everyone could see everyone, and then you went out to your locations and then you came back for a lunch. Just the COVID totally killed that whole event. It was just tough to coordinate and logistically make that happen. This event, you show up directly to that respective project and you just hit the ground running and have a lot of fun doing so.
Well, and in the last few years, a lot of these nonprofits and schools and all of that, so much money went into health-related areas and different things. A lot of people are probably behind on, you know, tidying up their infrastructure or how the property looks.
Yeah, it is. It's, again, these are all those projects that, as an executive director or a CEO, you want to have done, but you've had to push onto the back burner, or it's just something that you can't justify the amount of labor or time that you might need to put into it. This opportunity gives everyone that has a project a chance to have those projects completed by, you know, some enthusiastic volunteers, and it's a win for everybody. It's just a delightful thing to have, and we're really looking forward to seeing the people come back out again this year, and making this another success.
Well, and I know that, you know, the big group effort really makes a difference, because even if you've got the personnel and the budget to do something, you know, and you've got one person out there working on it for days and days and days. And I remember a few years ago working with Wintergreen, I came home and found my yard totally transformed because there were seven people working on it all day. So,
exactly.
You know, it's amazing what you can do with a big group.
Yep, absolutely. And it's just like David said, it's just an awesome opportunity to give back. It's fun. You know, if we get our youngsters out there, we're teaching them that work ethic and just that philanthropy and giving back to the community. Like David said, it's just a win-win for everyone involved.
Yeah.
And Brian, I know you've seen this for your time with United Way about sort of the giving nature in Douglas County and how that, you know, is kind of one of the things our county's known for.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I've shared in the past, of all the communities I lived in, from Nebraska to, you know, Roseburg, and pretty much every state in between, this is by far the most generous, caring, loving community. And the one thing that I want to stress too is, if you can't, for some reason, I know we got soccer and, you know, we got high school sports going into playoffs, it's that time of year, this might not work. But if you can set aside even an hour or two, not necessarily at one of these projects, but just pay that forward, you know, tidy up your neighbor's yard or help out cleaning a gutter or the local park that's closest to your house, just anything to make a difference in our community. You're going to feel better, and our community is going to be better.
Yeah, yeah. As Brian said, this is from, I would echo what he's saying, from all the various places I've lived, I think Roseburg shows the greatest amount of community care and a real commitment to the well-being of us as a whole. And it's a marvelous thing to see. It's incredible how many people are out there willing to do that. And on a day like this, when you go out and you start interacting with some of the other volunteers, you start talking to people, you hear their stories, you see what's going on, you walk away from that really understanding the dynamics that make up what Roseburg really is.
Got about a minute left on Inside Douglas County. Brian, why don't you walk people through the websites and how to get connected?
Yeah, so as David shared earlier, if you want to see a list of the projects, go to makeadifferenceday.org. It's all one word, .org. That gives you a list of all the projects. There's also a link on that page that takes you to Just Serve. But if you want to go just to justserve.com, register, get signed up, and then you can choose your project there. We'll be in contact with you to verify and to get you in the right direction. But yeah, makeadifferenceday.org and justserve.com.
And again, the idea that it will be helpful to the people planning this if you do all this in advance rather than just showing up that day.
Yes, like I said before, anything you can do to register beforehand, doing the waivers beforehand. Last year we had so many walk-ins, you know, it did. We weren't able to start our actual projects right at 9 because we had to get, you know, waiver liabilities and whatnot signed for those participating. So anything that you can do beforehand, before that day, will be greatly impactful for us.
All right, that's coming up on Saturday, October 28th. Brian Trinkle, David Graham, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, thank you much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.